We're going to have to do that before Zach's bachelor party.
Yeah.
Just in case we go somewhere with karaoke.
Don't talk about Zach's bachelor party.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh, spaghetti.
I'm not in the top 12, you bitch. Don't understand. This, like, hurts me in a very deep level.
No, we're gonna do a Magic Mike XXL Deep Creek adventure. I don't know where we're going to find male strippers in Western Maryland, but we're going to fucking do it.
Oh, we're for sure going to Deep Creek, right? Because this, like, depends. I have already picked out all of our props and games.
Perfect. Perfect.
I'm like, it has to happen. So call your uncle and be like, look, I'm going to need to borrow this cabin. Don't ask why and don't come.
Yeah. No, they
but
that's
do
the...
scotch guard it before you leave.
Maybe lay some tarps down.
Also, where do you keep the bleach? Because we're going to need it.
And if things go well, we're going to need the lye, because at good parties, strippers die.
They got all the woods in the back. Ugh. How many me and Marielle's does it take to carry a full-grown man stripper?
Well, that's what the fire pit is for.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yep.
I like the idea of your uncle calling you and saying, did you hide a body on my property? How did you know? You just left it on the porch. What is wrong with you?
You joke. For my birthday, which you were there for, Lee, we were there. We cleaned up perfectly. The only thing that they found, he texted me like a week later and he goes, did you guys leave a laser disc here? Because
you left that there, you son of a bitch.
I did.
Wait,
I did.
Where's a laser disc player?
No one. Literally no one. we've been getting friend of the show Jeremy laser discs forever, just as a goof, because Jess hates it. And so I think he's got like 12 now. We're up to like 12.
Where do you get them on eBay?
I think he has 12 baseball related ones.
Yeah, we got him a bunch of baseball ones. When I left, I bought a fuckload. Or no, when I came back, I bought a bunch.
You hid them all over the house.
Yeah, I hid them Easter egg style in their house.
They're so big, though.
It was tough.
Yeah, but they're easy enough to hide. I mean,
they're very slim.
Take them out of the box.
They're very slim. No. I just, like, slid them in between couches and stuff. Like, you know,
yeah.
As you do.
My favorite one was what you did with Batman and Robin. You put it in the refrigerator because Mr. Freeze is on the cover.
That's a freeze. That's right. That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It was very good. Yeah.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
All right, should we get into
summer camp?
Tell us about summer camp. All right, so I was actually really excited about this. So, and it's funny because you got so close to touching on it. It's that region at the time was actually called the Borscht Belt.
Ooh,
you guys had a whole combo about borscht in the episode.
Yep.
I do love borscht.
Yes. I know you do. Love all things Russian.
Well, not all things.
Hashtag weird69.
So, like, you know, back in the day, going back pretty far, all us Jews came over from Europe, and most people came through Ellis Island, and then a few through, like, Baltimore as well. But they all settled in, like, the New
Texas.
York metro area, right? So it's, like, Long Island, Westchester, mostly, like, the city, Brooklyn, whatever. There's all these Jews. But in the summer, it gets really hot, and this is before air conditioning, so they would go upstate where the weather was really good. And a lot of them were, like, small business owners and stuff, so they would take, like, the whole summer off, which is what happens in Dirty Dancing. They're there for, like, 4 or 6 weeks, I think. Forever.
Yeah,
it's, like,
weird.
Forever.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why it was, like, all Jews is because people were bad racist and they didn't want Jews. Mm. So because of anti-Semitism, which was, like, the thing back in the day,
so
they
founded camps that they could go to, basically.
So they basically
there's so many jokes right here, and I'm not going to do them, but, Jews and camps, come on, guys.
Yeah,
come on.
I know what you're going for, and I'm glad that you're not
here. Yeah. We're just going to hold off on that one for right now.
You're almost
I just had to acknowledge
today,
it.
So, you know.
So, that's like, I think that's the whole thing with the subplot with the dad and the owner is it's like, we're all in this together because we're all Jewish and we can't go to the other resorts. And that's why they're, and also because all Jews know each other.
Yeah, that's sure. true.
I think
that's part of the reference.
We've known each other this entire time, and we've just been pretending.
That's true. And I knew half of Ben before I even met him.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, intrinsically, yes.
My dear Uncle Alan, RIP, certainly knew every single Jewish celebrity that may or may not have ever set foot in Philadelphia when he was growing up.
Oh, yeah. There's an Adam Sandler song about it. Sure. Yeah.
And like the whole thing.
To his credit, I did actually, after he died, find a picture of him with a famous Jewish person that he claimed to be friends with. So that one was true.
And yeah. Which Eli Jewish person was this?
I bet it was Eli Wallach.
No, it was David Brenner, the famous comedian who died recently.
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing, too, is like in like the 50s and 60s, all the Jewish celebrities like came through these resorts. So like the guy who plays like the comedian, that's based on like every famous Jewish person you can think of from like pre 1970 went through this like circuit.
I have a question.
Just like
Dirty
Sammy
Dancing.
Davis Jr.
Yeah,
that's one of them. Yes,
Newman and Sammy
famous.
Davis Jr.
Well,
Jewish entertainer. Sammy
Davis Jr. Famous Jewish entertainer Sammy Davis Jr. Jr.
So then it like it became
in Dirty
Dancing, in the future,
like,
it, like that rolled into like sending your kids away for the summer sleepaway camp.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Which is like where all the Jews from like the East Coast send their kids for the summer, myself included.
Yeah. Well, and it's a good way to like make connections with other families, like in a community. Like, because I assume at that point there still wasn't a big rush to have your children marry people who weren't Jewish.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to marry outside of the faith anyway, apparently. But I know that both of my parents, I think, went to these camps.
My parents went to sleepaway camp. My best friend's parents met at sleepaway camp.
Yeah.
It's a thing. People do. It's
in
great,
Dirty
too.
Dancing.
I've seen the movie Sleepaway Camp.
Was there a Jewish
also seen
thing
that movie.
For Dirty Dancing?
Horrified me for life.
Well, did you see Jennifer Grey's nose?
I mean, that was, yeah, she famously got it changed, I guess. But
you guys remember when in the 90s she was on like a short-lived sitcom in the first episode? She was like, I'm Jennifer Grey. Yeah, and they were like, no one recognized you. And she was like, I got a nose job. I don't know what
thing.
That show was, but I remember that scene so distinctly.
Was it Caroline in the City? Because that's all I remember.
No, it was like something way shorter lived than that.
That joke like, that you're referencing was delivered, it was between her and her real life husband, Clark Gregg.
Oh. Do you know what the show was?
No, I don't.
It was one of those network like bad
Murphy
sitcoms.
Brown.
He's not fucking Murphy
Sybil?
Brown.
Sybil? Was it Sybil?
No. Corner Gas.
That's Canadian.
We're
damn it.
Wings?
Female led
sitcoms. Oh, I didn't know that's what we were doing. I was
the
just
Naked
saying
Truth,
sitcoms.
That was the Taya Leone
Wait,
one.
It wasn't Roseanne, was it? It definitely wasn't Roseanne.
Do you think they let you just one Roseanne?
Yeah. Yuckers. Roseanne.
Sorry.
So do you think that the like we've been talking about the way that summer camps were set up then, do you think Dirty Dancing nails it or what do you think?
Yeah.
I mean compared to in like real life, do I think they nail it?
Yeah,
was
your camp full of sexy Italians?
No, it was full of white Jewish boys and none of them were sexy. It was all like prepubescent kids. Like some of the counselors were very attractive. They're all like hot college guys. Mm-hmm. And when you're a 13-year-old girl, that's like
that
the best thing
ran.
In the world. They were backwards.
I mean, you're describing Dirty Dancing. This makes perfect sense.
As people like, you know, moved out of the city, air conditioning was invented, airplanes became more common, people stopped. Those are few that still exist, but not as many as there were. There was like hundreds at one time. Now there's like a handful. Yeah. And you know which ones they are because they're all kosher, because it's like the very Orthodox Jews that go there.
Oh yeah, naturally.
Yeah. So there's so like some that still cater to it because they have to have like kosher kitchens and stuff.
What's what's the one like in Israel that you can go to?
Birthright.
It's not a thing.
No,
that...
not Birthright. Is it
one
a kibbutz?
Like
no.
A kibbutz? That's like a commune farm or like orange groves.
Yeah, but I've heard that's like late teens, but I've heard comedians, Jewish comedians talk about like you go there and then you find your sexual awakening because everybody's
everyone on Birthright / like a teen tour is like their first sexual experience always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't.
The thing
go
with kibbutz
birthright,
is, it's like
though.
I didn't go on birthright either. The thing.
Yeah.
Was,
oh my god. And that's why you're both still virgins, right?
Yep.
I'm married.
Yeah,
well, and I lost my virginity on my wedding night. Yeah.
And I was too poor and was spending too much time in Russia.
Mm. But like
a different kind of birthright.
Kibbutz is funny because it's like apparently the only like long-running successful communal like human living situation in the world. Like no one else has been able to sustain a true commune. They even raise their kids communally.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I don't know what
you
it
just
is.
Need. Horny teens is all you needed.
Free, it's basically slave labor gets the job done, aka horny teens for America.
That's true. That was the Soviet Union's like major flaw. It wasn't horny enough.
Yeah.
Oh wait.
The camp is great.
Why won't you guys just fuck?
That is kind of how communal homes work, though.
You've all seen pictures of young Stalin. It was pretty horny in the Soviet Union.
Oof, oh, man. That.
Oof, aloof.
Oof, I'd like a piece of that Georgian peach.
Yeah. Hey, Stalin, where'd you get that body?
He's just your type. Where you just like...
Fun fact, I have gone as young Stalin for Halloween before, so...
I could see you. I could see you as a young Stalin.
Yeah.
Do you wash or not wash your hair
like
for that
despot.
One?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no that's no when washing. He was still a revolutionary, so...
Yeah, I wetted it, but I didn't wash it, as is my custom.
The jokes abound again.
Guys, I know we're talking about summer camps here, but I think this is a good point for me to talk about how I'm out from under the thumb of Big Shampoo, and you should be too.
I'm gonna start sending you like
the thumb of Big Shampoo for years.
I'm gonna send you some beauty articles about like women who don't wash their hair because they don't believe in it or whatever. You're very on trend right now, my friend.
Yeah.
You didn't even know it.
It strips away all the oil and makes things shitty. So I don't wash my hair either.
See,
I feel like I have too much.
Don't make me say it. Don't make me say it, Seth. Don't have a lot to wash.
Not anymore. Not anymore. I used to. Oh, I used to have such beautiful long hair.
Can you get that tail back though?
Yeah.
No, because I would look like an art teacher.
And... I was gonna say, if hashtag
like
job
David
market
Gruber
works
Allen.
Out in the academic sense, then you're almost obligated to grow a ponytail at that point. If you go into academia,
yeah, seconded.
Hashtag on the job market.